Philip Simple Pierre for the Surgeon Care. Today's date is 11/08/2025. Your patient is for Rita Davis. Davis spells D-A-V-I-S. Rita spells R-E-T-A. Date of birth is 02/13/1961. This is a 64-year-old female. Hey, with pain and pressure in her sinuses, period. Next paragraph. Patient said this has been going on for a while, but it's gotten worse in the last 3 days. She noted that whenever she has these symptoms, that she usually develops into full-blown pneumonia. Still, she has some post-nasal drip, which is causing her to cough. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports throat pain / irritation. She reports pain and pressure in her sinuses and sinus drainage. The drainage is discharge is green. Patient reports throat pain. Next part, next line. Patient reports pain with swallowing. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes for you in this paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert-oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 124 of 81. Pulse 70. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. Nose congested. Green discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Period. Next paragraph. Throat erythematous. Edematous. No exudate. Uvulus midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, and rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period, next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period, next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period, next paragraph, neural alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period, next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute cough. Number 2 is sinus pain. Number 3 is nasal discharge. Number 4 is acute pharyngitis. Period. Next paragraph. The following test was done in clinic today. Strep, flu, COVID. These tests were all negative. Period. Next paragraph. Patient indicated that whenever she gets like this, she usually develops into a pneumonia. And this happened almost annually. Period. I would go ahead and treat this patient with antibiotics. There's an indication that she's allergic to amoxicillin and erythromycin, but she indicated that she did use Zithromax in the past with good success and no side effects. And would like to go back on Zithromax, period. Next paragraph. In a clinic today, the patient received the following. Rocephin 1 gram IM, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. She was observed for approximately 30 to 40 minutes, then reevaluated. She reports improvements. She was sent home with Allegra, 180 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 3rd, the next medication, Teslon, 100 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 10 days. Number 3rd, the next medication, Diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily. Number 1, this is for Candida vaginitis, a secondary to antibiotic use, period. She was given one pill and advised not to take this pill unless she actually start having symptoms with suspicious for Candida vaginitis, period. Next paragraph. Zithromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO, now done in 24 hours, 1 PO daily until gone. Open parenthesis. Patient and I had a discussion about this medication and her reported allergies for erythromycin. She says she has taken Zithromax many times before with no problems, period. Next paragraph. Next medication. Strongly advised to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, to go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.